game of football continues to expand in popularity all across the globe, thanks in part to several NFL games played annually in England since 2007. The game continues to reach and touch fans worldwide. One byproduct of the sport's growing popularity is the recent emergence of European players, catching the attention of NFL scouts here in the United States. When the Vikings drafted wide receiver Moritz Boehringer in the sixth round of the 2016 NFL Draft, they became the first ever NFL franchise to draft a person from foreign soil.
Yeah, I knew pretty early that I was good because I was scoring a lot of touchdowns and the other guys didn't, so I knew that was good. And yeah, I think I improved every year, and this is now the ultimate step, and I hope to improve every year till the end of my career.
The young German impressed the NFL scouts before the draft with his size and speed, but as a rookie selected in the sixth round, his roster spot in the Vikings' talented roster is far from a certainty.
I have to work hard to make the team, and yeah, that's the only goal right now, to make the team.
For a kid that grew up in Europe, playing football wasn't the first sport of choice, nor was dreaming of playing in the NFL.
Played soccer as a hobby, and yeah, most of the time just soccer with my friends outside school.
One day, Moritz was watching a video of Adrian Peterson online and fell in love with the sport of football. The way the Vikings running back dominated the game made him an instant fan of AP and the NFL.
You definitely can see that he is the best running back in the game. You just see it when he goes onto the field. It's just, you see his cuts and his speed, and he knows what he's doing.
Now, the rookie has a chance to line up next to the player who brought him into the game as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. It's been quite the adjustment for a young rookie learning the game and adjusting to Minnesota, but his teammates on offense have been there to help.
I learned a lot about route running because I think every team does it different, so it's hard to prepare for it.
Just when I have a question about what I have to do at a play, how I should run the route with receiver stuff, just everybody, when I have a question, I just ask the next guy.
You know, Mo's a great kid, and he's come in and worked hard. You know, you see the natural ability shine through at times. You know, a lot is thrown on his plate early. I can't imagine going to Germany and having the language barrier and trying to learn an additional language in football. So he's doing really well, and he works hard. You can tell he's working at it, trying to learn all the nuances of our offense. And like I said, when he gets comfortable, you can see his natural ability shine through.
You know, he has ability. He's a big kid. He runs fast. He catches the ball well. And, you know, those are things that you can't necessarily teach. So when you have those intangibles, the team wants to take a chance on you. I believe he's a six-round pick, and I love six-round draft picks, you know, being one myself. So, you know, I'm rooting for him.
As the NFL continues to expand its popularity and reach, there will be many more stories of players just like Moritz entering the league. But right now, he's gone from a relatively unknown to a six-round pick and a trendsetter who many around the world are watching. And the Vikings? Well, they're hoping the sport's worldwide popularity and growth has brought them a gem from overseas in the 2016 NFL Draft.
Football all day, because that's what I like to do. And yeah, I really enjoy it so far. Of course, there's a difference, but yeah, with OTAs and all of that, that pretty much helped to prepare for training camp. I hope I do well and get more attention to football in Germany, and just that people know that there is a sport and that it's even played in Germany.
Coming up on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron, presented by CenturyLink. Head deep in the heart of Texas with Adrian Peterson as the Palestine native proves to once again look out for his hometown fans. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.